What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I had to go to the Bronx for this one because I've been Brooklyn biased. I always got Brooklyn up in the building, so I had to go to the Bronx. And this Bronx is a different kind of Bronx because this is like, you know, when you think of the Bronx, hold up. I'm going to set it up tonight. Let them know who here.
I'm Scholar Rock Jr., man. Simple.
Say that again. Say the name again.
Scholar Rock Jr.
And who is Scholar Rock Sr. if you the junior?
That's my pops, man. DJ Scholar Rock, Boogie Down Productions.
So when I say the Bronx, do you get it now? Do you understand? This is Scholar Rock Jr., the son of the legendary Scholar Rock, Boogie Down Productions. So I wanted to ask you, is that you in the My Philosophy video?
Yeah, facts, that's me.
Yo, you know it's funny, when they like, Scholar Rock lives, boy, Scholar Rock. And I was just like, yo, that's Scholar Rock's son and shit like that. So do you remember that?
I only remember like little bits and pieces my mom told me, like just little shit, like she couldn't get me to sit still, so I ate like 4 or 5 donuts. And they was putting candy on the floor and shit, and I'm playing with candy and a Mr. Toys in the video, but nobody really peeped it. Like,
how old were you in that video?
Maybe like 7 or 8 months.
Damn. So how old were you when your pops passed?
9 months.
So hold up. So the video was shot prior to him passing away?
I want to say yeah.
So why he wasn't in the video?
He wasn't in a lot of the videos if you look back.
Oh, whoa. All right. So you know that I thought your father passed away, then y'all did the video.
I don't think that video. I think that video was done before he passed.
Wow.
I'm not sure, though. I ain't 100%.
Yeah, you was
like
a baby.
I said, I was 7 months old.
Yeah, you was a baby.
So I ain't certain, but I'm pretty sure.
Growing up, when did you realize that your father was a big deal?
Yo, honestly, like, to keep it a buck with you, I still don't feel like he get his due. So as far as him being a big deal, it's like a big deal to who? You know what I mean? Like, everybody don't give him what he's supposed to have. So it's like, I came up like everybody else. Shit ain't.
So there was no fanfare of this Scott's son. There was you never got none of that growing up?
I never lived my life like that.
Got
like,
you.
I'm from 183rd and Webster, bro. Like, it's projects, feel me? So you tell somebody you attached to somebody famous, what that make you? A target, Mo. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So
all right.
I'm just Scott in my hood.
So
coming up.
Like. So get me to understand this. So for all that your father meant to hip hop, for all that he did for hip hop, you grew up in the projects?
On 183rd and Webster, 3654. That's my block.
Yo, you grew up in the projects? Scholar Rock's son grew up in the projects?
4th floor, 4DJ, bro.
Damn.
What else you want me to tell you? Like,
I'm just confused, though, because it's like your father didn't pass away from health-related reasons. He didn't pass away from old age. You know, he was senseless violence, murdered in the street, and I would think that his baby, people would make sure that you were okay.
People like who? Like, I mean, what's the expectation here? Like, these niggas,
I mean,
is a bunch
you got
of men.
You got Boogie Down Productions. That was a crew of different various people. You got you know, your father helped a lot of people, though. Like, he put together a crew that stood the test of time to this day. It's like, when you say Boogie Down Productions, there's so much that comes with that. Your father was, the founder of that.
Love my father and what he stand for. But as I grew older, I see he wasn't the best judge of character when it came to the people he put around him. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they may have been good rappers, a good producer, a good DJ, but they wasn't solid men.
You
know what I mean? Like, I say it like this all the time to anybody that asks me about this. If my pops didn't pass away, and let's say KRS-One passed away, his family would be good for the rest of their life.
Because
that's the type of man my father was. You understand what I'm saying? But you can't expect the same thing from everybody. Everybody not cut from what you cut from. So therefore, like, I don't think I have to really say much more than that as far as that's concerned. Like,
so right now in your crib, do you have like gold plaques and all that stuff? Do you have?
Nah, I don't got none of that.
You don't honestly have no, like, paraphernalia, no memorabilia?
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I want my own.
Got you.
You feel me? Like, the stuff that my
father got. That's still your daddy, though, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm asking you is that, what do you have? What was given to
if
you?
If it meant the same thing it meant to my father, if I felt it meant the same thing it meant to my father, I'll push and I'll have all of it.
I see what you're saying.
But it's so far from what my father made it to be, like, I don't want nothing to do with it. It's not his no more.
Mm.
It's not his. Like, so, they took it and did whatever they wanted with it. They took it and sold it to a record label. Like, what did my pop scream from day one? We are our own record label. We don't need to go to no label. As soon as he passed, what did they do?
Mm.
Jump to a record label. That's not his no more, bro.
Got you.
I don't want that.
Got you.
They can have that shit.
So nobody came and said, yo, this was your father's hat. This was your father's jacket. This was your father's this. This was
my grandmother got a couple little pieces.
Okay.
Know what I mean? But those her shits.
Got you.
And like I said, like, I want my own.
You want to be.
Know what I mean? I'm not.
So taking on your name, which is your government name, and ain't like you know what I'm saying? It ain't like you made it up. Did you feel like that might hinder you a little bit? In the sense of, you got big shoes to fill and you're always going to be pushed into this affiliation with Boogie Down Production, KRS-One, whether you like it or not?
My pops died when I was 9 months old.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I ain't never feel no attachment to none of that shit because it wasn't around me.
Mm.
When I could understand what was around me, period. So I understand survival, shit like that. I don't understand, like, 60,000 at a venue, rocking the crowd. Like, that's not what I came up in. Everybody think that's the environment I came up in. Nah, I came up just like you, bro.
So you've never been on the tours? You've never been?
None of these niggas want to help me, bro. Like, you got to be serious.
No, I am serious. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like bewildered.
All right, right, you gotta look at it like this, right? I'm everything they not. When I say that, I mean this. These niggas old, I'm young. These niggas ugly, I'm not. Know what I mean, like, I'm new, they old. Why would you help me? I'm gonna take everything from you. That's how you gotta feel. You gotta feel like I'm a threat. I got the name. I'm 30 years younger than you. I come with fresh energy, everything that you lack. Even when I come around them, when I was coming around them a couple years ago, when I was going out every night popping out, they loved me because I brung the energy. I brung the crowd. The women came when I came, just things like that. So I already know if you put me in a certain room, and I'm going to take everything that you think is yours because you don't got it no more.
Mm.
Like, you 94, I'm today. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference. So they ain't going to help me. Why would they? I don't expect them to. And to be honest with you, the things they did to get the help they getting, I never do. So if that's what they expected me to get the help, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot going on that I'd rather just do it my way, bro. It's going to take longer. It's cool. But I'm going to get there because you can't. It's certain shit is, like, inevitable. You can't deny certain shit.
So when I think of Boogie Down Productions, thought of your father first and foremost, thought of your father, D-Nice, KRS-One. What's your relationship like with D-Nice?
That's my guy. That's the one dude out that whole situation that popped out, like, throughout the course of my life. Like, we even lost touch one time, maybe for, like, 4 or 5 years. And I told you, I lived in the P's.
Mm.
Know what I mean? That nigga just knocked on my door one day.
Mm.
Like, yo, this the last place I knew where you lived. I had to see if you was here. I had been looking for you.
Mm.
So anybody else that tell you, like, yo, I couldn't find him, I ain't know you exist,
lying.
All y'all niggas was cool with him.
Yeah.
That nigga had the courage to walk to my building, walk through the P's, knock on my door, and look for me.
Mm.
What if I wasn't there?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, but he made the move. Like, fuck it, I'm going to find this nigga. I can't reach him on the phone. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going. And he been around. That's the only one, though.
So you have no relationship with KRS-One?
I don't really fuck with dude on no level, honestly.
All right. Is it that you don't fuck with him or he don't fuck with you, or a little bit of both?
I don't fuck with him, and I think that he know I don't fuck with him, and that's why he don't fuck with me. I'm at an age now where I understand everything that you did wrong.
All right. Why? But do you know the world probably won't know? Why you don't fuck with KRS-One? That was your pop's right-hand man.
I'm at an age now where I understand what's going on and what's been going on. You understand what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. like you just said when we started this interview, you can't say Boogie Down Productions without saying Skylar Rock. Mm. So where mine at? Everybody else getting signed, where mine at? You understand what I'm saying?
Are you your father's only child?
Yeah. Where mine at?
Hold on, you your father's only child?
My father's only child.
And his namesake?
So where mine at? Everybody else still running around the world on BDP tours. Where mine at?
So who's the members of BDP right now? Do you know?
Yo, bro, like I said, I stay as far away from that shit as I possibly can. Like, I don't want nothing to do with that.
But so it's never a time where y'all had dialogue where it was...
So I went to the Barclays Center for the YoMTV Raps event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm backstage. Not because he got me back there. Shout out to Scribble. Scribble got me back
DJ
there.
DJ Scribble.
Feel me? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm backstage, and all the old school joints, you know, all the old school legends back there, you know, mm-hmm. most of them know me. Some of them I'm cool with. Some of them, they just know me because, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be. But every last one of them niggas like, yo, you got to go see KRS-One. And I'm telling every last one of them niggas like, yo, Mo, if you wanted to see me, you know where I've been at for 30 years, bro.
He said, Mo, that's Bronx slang. I just want
you
y'all to know
what I'm
that.
Saying? Okay. So yeah. I'm not about to go chase this nigga down,
mm-hmm.
but I fuck with Large Professor.
XP.
Heavy.
Yeah.
He's a solid dude. So he comes to me, pulls me to the side like, yo, I'm going to walk you over to Chris' dressing room. Holla at the nigga. Walks in the room, this nigga got the whole Nation of Islam in there. And nigga, you ain't no fucking Muslim. First of all. Secondly, the nigga looked at me like I was just a common fan. Like I was a nigga who came to admire him, Mo. No, nigga. Like, I'm not here to admire
you.
Gotta
have
you,
no
nigga.
Dialogue?
Like, none, my nigga. The nigga said, hey, what's up? I looked at the nigga like, yo, that's what you gotta say to me, brother? Like, where am I at? Like, you know what I mean? That's the real question here, bro. That's the elephant in the room. So when I just looked at the nigga, like, it just went dead. And I just left before I broke his jaw. Like, that's basically how that went, bro.
Don't break KRS-One jaw, man. Like, I'm trying to think.
This is my thing, bro.
Go ahead.
Let's say you couldn't find me for all these years. You found me tonight.
Yeah.
You don't got nothing to say? That's because you know you've been doing sucker shit my whole life. My whole existence, you've been ducking and dodging me. And the night I ran into you, you ain't know how to address it. And you was praying I ain't punch you in your face. And the only reason I ain't punch you in your face is because I promised myself I ain't never going back. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's 300-400 cops in the Barclays Center. I punch you in your face and here, I'm for sure going to jail. So that saved you that night. Like, that's the only thing that saved him.
Who could mediate that between y'all?
Honestly, bro,
mm-hmm.
people ask me that all the time. Nobody mm-hmm. can mediate that, bro. You can't change 30 years worth of damage. You can't change 30 years worth of me being in places I shouldn't have been because you ain't do right.
Like where?
Like, I grew up in the projects. That's the first thing you said out your mouth.
Facts, facts.
Like, what are we talking about? I got 5 sisters, 2 brothers. I grew up in the projects in the 3-bedroom. But my pops is one of the world's greatest DJs. His record still gets spun everywhere under the sun. These niggas are still
classics.
On world tours,
mm-hmm.
making thousands and thousands of dollars. And I grew up in the P's, man. I went to public schools. I fought niggas. I gangbang. Like, nigga, I shouldn't have had to go through none of that.
Did the prison thing? Did you go through the prison system?
Yeah, facts for sure.
Damn, I couldn't imagine like. I could understand some of your resentment, but me, I always be trying to look for the light at the end of the tunnel.
My light at the end of the tunnel is just going to be me having my own success. Like, I'm not
got
looking
you,
to,
got you.
Like, I'm not trying to mend fences with niggas.
So if he come right now and say, yo, I got this bag for you, you ain't taking the bag?
That don't got nothing to do with me having a personal relationship with him.
No, I
if
ain't
he
say,
bring me
I
some
say,
money, that's money that's owed to me.
I'm about to say, I ain't say y'all going to go out for tea and crumpets.
That's money that's
shit.
Owed to me. That's two different things, bro.
Got you.
Would you turn down some money a nigga owe you? Hell to the no. Why would I?
I
won't even shake your hand. I'm just taking the bag and going my way.
Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's money you should have gave me 30 years ago, brother. My family shouldn't be suffering at all.
D-Nice is an active DJ. He does a lot of things. You say he keep it real with you. Did people try to make you grow up disliking him? Because some people was actually saying
yeah,
he was responsible for your father's death.
Yeah, I mean, all right, now, you from Brooklyn. I'm from the
yes.
Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm going to ask you a question. Street mm-hmm. nigga to street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
One of your mens, like, you know what I mean? One of your right-hand men.
Mm-hmm.
Get in a situation. You ain't going to go ride?
It already happened.
You understand the consequences, like, you know what I mean? What the consequences might be when you get in the car, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
My pops was a grown-ass man. He made a decision to go ride for his friend. How the fuck I'm going to blame D?
Makes
you understand
sense.
What
yeah,
I'm saying? Like, because if that's me and I'm put in that situation, one of my mans call me right now and it's really like that, I'm going to ride. And if push come to shove, something happened to me, how the fuck can my family be mad at him? I got in the car. I'm grown. My legs work.
Yeah.
Period. So, like, I ain't mad at him for that. Nigga, he did what any stand-up nigga would do. That's my boy. I'm going to ride. What's up? Let's go see what's up.
So you didn't know Miss Melody and all of them?
Nah.
Willie D? You ain't know Willie D?
9 months old when my pops passed. And I told you.
You didn't know, like, Kenny Parker?
Bro, I ain't never seen that man in my life.
You ain't never seen Kenny Parker, Karis, one, bro?
I ain't never seen that man in my life. I seen him on Instagram. I ain't never seen him in my face. He followed me on Instagram for like 2 days. Then when I ain't following him back, he unfollowed me.
What the fuck is going on? I've done thousands of interviews. And I'm fucking bewildered.
I didn't know he was a DJ until I found out on Instagram. I guess he's out here trying to be my pops now. I don't know what's going on with him.
Wow. Is it what's the pain that you dealt with growing up and some of the shit that's plaguing you? What's the healing point from you?
It's really no pain, bro. It's just sacrifices that you got to make coming up where we come up. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got 5 sisters, 2 brothers. My pops died when I was 9 months old. I come from a single parent household with 5 sisters and 2 brothers.
Mm.
That means it was 8 of us. I'm the oldest boy. I'm in the projects. I should tell you how my story go.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I grew up way before most niggas grow up. At 12, I was doing grown men things because we had to eat.
Mm.
Like, it ain't no pain. It's just I see shit different. I see shit for what it is. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of for what they want you to see.
So the industry is just complete bullshit to you.
I ain't never really felt like them niggas was doing anything other than sucking dick and... Bro, I mean, like, anybody could do the shit these niggas is doing.
Yeah.
You get next to a white nigga, you do some faggot shit, and he puts you in position. That's what these niggas is doing. Hard work is out. Like, niggas don't work hard no more. Shit is done for. All you got to do is be gay enough, your pants got to be tight enough, your dreads got to be 3 colors, and you good to go. Straight like that.
Damn.
If my hair was red, white, and blue right now, and I jumped on this table and said, yeah, 13 times, I'd be a fucking celebrity in the morning. That's all it takes, bro. You do enough stupid shit, you lit.
Not on my show. I wouldn't even allow you to do that.
That niggas would probably fuck me up. That'd make me go viral. What I'm saying is, that'll make me go more viral.
Yeah,
so I'd only be a bigger star. Oh, shit, that's the nigga that got fucked up in the CBS building.
Yeah.
Now I'm on a TV show or some shit. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, that's what niggas celebrate now.
When you from New York City, born and raised, when you seen the change in the direction of the music, the change in the direction of how the way of life, what were some of the things that ran from your head? Because, you know,
it's all Flex fault.
You blame Flex?
100%.
Big Bronx?
You the biggest DJ in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you the nigga who was breaking all these corny niggas from down south down here.
Mm.
You the nigga that was bringing them up to High 97, giving these niggas a leg up here, playing these niggas all night, dropping 100 bombs on Lil Uzi Vert. That ain't our fault, nigga. We don't control the radio. You do, nigga. Don't blame us. Don't blame 12-year-old kids. If you play the same song in their head all goddamn day, they going to remember it, nigga. That's what he do. He play that bullshit all day long. Whoever lit, he play him. And they going to say, everybody can't come here. The first time he said, everybody can't come here, that night, the nigga brung 6ix9ine up. How the fuck everybody can't come here? That's the most non-rapping nigga I ever seen in my life. Come on, bro.
And
everybody can't come here, though.
The Bronx... Y'all got you know, y'all kind of there with the talent historically with Brooklyn. Is the Bronx unified? I mean, I don't know. I ain't from the X. I got to ask you.
Yo, bro. That's probably the funniest shit I've heard in a long time. You heard? I don't even know how to answer that. Unified in terms of what?
Y'all got a lot of artists from the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. None of them niggas get along. You got to contact their manager. Who got a manager? Feel me? Like, you contact my manager. Then you hit the manager, and the manager got a manager. And you got to hit his manager just to ask the nigga a question. Fuck the business. Just to ask him a question. You got to speak to his manager and his manager's manager. Like, niggas ain't got time for that.
So to the public, when people be like, yo, the Bronx United, you got, you know, y'all got the biggest DJ. Y'all got some of the biggest artists in the world.
Let me ask you a question, bro. Be 100% honest with you.
1,000. We keep it 1,000.
Let me flip the script on you real quick. Let me ask you a question one time on your show. What do 95% of these niggas that come from my borough do for my borough?
You know, I honestly don't know because I'm not from
your
the
man
Bronx.
Is from the Bronx. He in the cut, shaking his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hell no, nothing.
I don't even know because I'm not from the Bronx.
Son, the Bronx made a lot of niggas rich.
Facts.
Know what I mean? And none of them rich niggas come back and do nothing for the Bronx. That's why the Bronx love me, because I ain't a rich nigga, but I do more for the Bronx than the rich niggas. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, you can't make $10 million off a community of people, and them people put you in the light and put you in position to make more and never come back and do nothing. Like, nothing? Nothing, though. Like, just nothing at all. But niggas will go buy a whole block in Atlanta. Niggas will go spend $1.3 million donating to Dade County. But niggas grew up on Trinity Ave. These niggas is different, bro. Like, what? I can't jack these niggas. And because I'm not scared to say that, these niggas will never fuck with me.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you're on the right show, No Filter.
Like, they'll keep me as far away from the light as they can, because I don't stand for what they stand for. I can't make $10 million in the Bronx and go to California and donate a $1.5 million to Beverly Hills. Fuck they need money over there for? What they need money in Beverly Hills for, bro? You live in the richest part of Florida, nigga. What they need money over there for? Fat Joe and them niggas be wildin', bro. Cardi B just bought a whole block in Atlanta, bro. What the fuck you did for the Bronx?
A whole block in Atlanta?
Yeah, her man just bought a whole block in Atlanta, nigga. What the fuck did they do for the Bronx? Just popped up when Junior died, took some pictures, gave their family a little tax write-off check, and spun off. That's what all them niggas do, man. They wait till somebody die. And they go viral. Then they act like they give a fuck about where they come from. Or if it's enough cameras, they'll pop out. Last time Fat Joe was in New York City, that nigga was on Rikers Island with 50 cameras in his face doing a panel like he give a fuck about these little niggas he ain't never going to see again.
Wow. We going to come back to some of that. But let's talk about some of the things you do in the community. Let them know some of the things that you got going on and what you do.
I don't do much, man. I just do what I can. Like, I run a basketball tournament.
See, but no. But you can't minimize that, because at the end of the day,
you got to minimize it. And I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because I don't do this shit to bring attention to myself. I don't do this shit to bring attention to the situation.
All right,
attention to the fact that I'm doing it.
Let me give you why you have to say what it is. Because when you say they don't do shit, right, some of them sometimes are going to play the game of, what do you want me to do, right? And then some people going to say,
anything.
What do you want, like, them to
anything
do?
Anything is better than nothing,
so
bro.
So I want you to
block and get them niggas some white tees. Like, do something, bro. Yeah. Like, know what I mean?
But
like,
I want them to tell them with the bare minimum, with no resources, with
we had no sponsor last year, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for mostly everything. I got a jersey sponsor, like, in the beginning of the year. I did a basketball tournament. We did mad cookouts, block parties. We do everything on our side for our kids, period. So they have shit to do in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, it don't take much, bro.
But no money.
These niggas got got millions. It don't take nothing to go to your block where you come from, get an old lady you trust a check, and tell her do something for the kids if you don't want to be there. Every hood, where you from? It's somebody on your block you trust, like an old lady you would give $20 to if she say she going to do something for the hood. It's everywhere. Everybody hood got that one person that you would be like, ah, yeah, I'll give it to her. I ain't giving it to you, but I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
Feel me? Give it to her. Let her do it. Y'all don't want to come down here. Y'all scared for whatever reason. Don't come down here. Give it to her. Let her do it. And just put your name on it. At least you can say you did something. These niggas don't even do nothing at all. Nothing. Just when somebody go viral in the town, they want to get next to them. That's it.
The junior situation, that's all the time, right? That's like, somebody was, son, like, that shit is common.
That's
like
what
regular.
I was telling them the whole time.
That shit
I was
regular.
There, like, yo, Mo, y'all niggas is going crazy because this shit went viral. I respect it. Son got done dirty. I'm not trying to take nothing away from what happened to him. I was one of the first niggas that went up there and spoke about it. But on the same token, I seen 2,000-3,000 of them in my life. 2,000-3,000 juniors, bro. And as soon as Instagram cameras caught in, it went viral. Davies, Mello, Lala, Fat Joe, Cardi, all y'all niggas want to come uptown now. Half y'all niggas from uptown, though. Mm. Like, why y'all ain't been up here? Why y'all ain't been up here putting that same money and resources y'all put into Atlanta and California and Miami into these blocks so little niggas like this could stop dying?
Did they come back?
Hell to the no. Ain't nobody come back after that, bro. Not the Bronx borough president. None of them niggas don't come back past them. I mean, they don't come to my side. That shit's a dead zone. Nobody comes through there.
After what happened with Junior, it was justice for Junior. Everybody was Junior. What was the resolve of that, in your opinion?
Ain't no resolving that. Honestly, the resolve of that was I said something, and from that point forward, my hood got behind me. Mm. So now it's like I kind of set the tone for how we act over there in terms of, like, what we going to do. I was able to get the Crips on my side, to sit with the Bloods on my side, and it's no more of that dickhead shit going on over there. Like, now we got another target. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it's about y'all not going to keep coming in here killing us. Mm. Know what I mean? So don't come here at all. Like, we could take care of ourselves. And that's how we've been on it. And since we've been doing that, like, it ain't been no nothing on my side. It's been quiet. It's been peace. Everybody doing whatever they want to do. Ain't no dickhead shit. And niggas ain't really fucking with the police like that.
But see, this is what I want you to understand. I know you don't do it for the clout. I know you don't do it for the fame. But these things have to be commended, because I want it to be infectious.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I want people to say, if he did this with nothing, imagine what I could do with this M. Imagine what I could do. Or they might say, yo, Scott, I ain't fucking with the hood. Fuck the hood. But I want to get behind you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Go ahead. Be honest. I love honesty.
You can't come from the hood and honestly say, when you make it and you get out the hood, that you ain't learned nothing there, or that some of the shit you learned there, you don't carry with you through whatever you're doing today. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So that's why I don't understand why it's so easy for certain people to say, fuck the hood. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't say, fuck my hood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, niggas in the hood got their ways. They got their shit with them. That's everywhere. But my hood taught me a lot of shit that got me to a place where I'm at today. And for that, I'm thankful. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I give back. I don't give back because it's sucking niggas out there I don't fuck with. I don't care about them. That's not what I do it for. I know what I learned and what I experienced in my hood and where that helped me get. So that's why I do it.
Do you think a lot of the celebrities right now is using that Nipsey thing for... See, this is why I don't want to go back. Do you think that turned into an unfortunate situation, turned into a plus for celebrities?
Now, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, right? I don't know another nigga who ever did it on the level Nipsey was doing it on. Mm-hmm. And I don't foresee another nigga that's going to be able to do it on the level that he's doing it on.
Yeah, because where's the next Nipsey
now,
right?
Because these niggas going to be scared. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And that's going to be the thing, fear. But I ain't telling nobody to come out here and be Nipsey Hussle. But niggas is from Trinity Ave, from Forest Projects, McKinley Projects. Them shits is twisted, bro. Mm. And it's millionaires coming out them peas, bro. And them niggas just fade away. And he nod his head every time I say something because he know. Mm. And them niggas just fade. And McKinley and Forrest is the same. And all it would take was something as simple. Yo, bro, we didn't have nothing on my side. I started one basketball tournament. Everybody, bro, from 5 to 50 was there every weekend. Mm. It wasn't no beef. It wasn't no fighting. Bloods, Crips, Patrias, Latin Kings. Everybody in the park. No beef. It takes something that simple in the hood. Just a place where people could go for a function. Yeah. There's something going on other than the fuckery. And that's it, bro. Something that simple.
How could people help you?
Yo, do
you have a
honestly, bro, I don't be like I said, I don't do it for that, man. Like, you wanna help me? Like, do something on your block. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's how you can help me. For what I'm doing on my side, like, I pretty much got my whole area in on it. It's like, where I'm at, we don't need no help. But do something on your block. I'll help you with that. You need some help getting started on your block, I'll help you with that. So that's where I'm at with it.
So, but I mean, it might be somebody that say, yo, I want to drop a bag on this. How could I get at you to drop this bag? Like,
just contact me. Like, I guess, like, I mean, like I said, what I do, like, is just for... When I walk down the street where I come from, that's what I do it for. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't care about national recognition, none of that shit. Like, I don't care if a nigga come dump $1 million into my basketball. I don't care about that. It's going to get done every year. It's going to keep going. And it's going to keep little kids on my side out of trouble. Period. That's what it was started for. That's what it's going to stay about. Like, I do shit for the reasons I say I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. It's no ulterior motive. Like, a lot of people start doing certain stuff, and it's like, yeah, I'm trying to do this because I'm trying to get this so I can get this going. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm doing this for the reason I said I'm doing it. Like, whenever I step outside for these kids, I'm spending more than anything. Know what I mean? So it's like, whether it's time, whether it's money, like, I'm investing more into it than, and I don't get nothing back.
Yeah, the time, you never like, get yo, bro, the time back.
She'll tell you, like, it was days, I'm coming from my basketball tournament last summer and I could barely walk, mo, because I'm running the tournament. I'm reffing 4 games in a row. Then I'm coaching the team. Then I'm running over here to grab this and grab that. Then I'm getting back to reffing. Nigga, my legs were so dead some days, bro, like, could barely walk when I got in the crib. And I ain't getting no money for it. Like, I ain't earned a dollar that day. But I had 300 kids in the park, and it was worth it because nobody died. They all went home, and they was all hitting me up at the end of the day. Yo, Mr. Scott, we appreciate you. You know what I mean? We ain't have a basketball tournament out here in a long time. And these is little knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Who people will write off for the most part. Like, oh, that little kid's going to be a failure. He's bad.
He's going
to
die.
But he just needs something to do. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And when you give them something to do, they respect it. And now you could talk to these kids about other aspects of their life because they admire you for one thing. That's all it takes. Yo, I like Mr. Scott because he run a basketball tournament. He do this as in third. Well, check it out, shorty. I heard you average a 55 in school, bro. Like, you can't play in my tournament like that. Mm. So now what does this kid turn around and do if he want to play ball bad enough? He come back to you with his next report card like, yo, Mr. Scott, I'm up to 70s now. All right, keep going, shorty. That's good. That's what it's about for me. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Using these things that I'm putting out here to build relationships with these kids so they feel comfortable talking to somebody when they have issues. That be the thing a lot of times. Like, I ain't grow up with my pops, so I ain't have nobody to talk to. Like, most men, nigga, we don't feel comfortable going to talk to mommy about things. When we get to a certain age, like, I wasn't talking to my mother about girls and shit like that. Like, that shit was a dub.
Yeah.
But if you had somebody in your hood that you felt comfortable rocking with like that, you probably wouldn't make some of the mistakes that we make in life. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where did your big heart come from?
Just seeing shit, bro, and doing shit, honestly. Just knowing that I took a lot from where I come from, doing the wrong thing. Like, know what I mean? So I'm in a different space now. So it's like I want to give some of that back. I know I can't give back everything I took because, you know, some of the things we do in the street, like, we alter lives forever.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you can't right all your wrongs, but you could do something about some of them.
Try to make amends.
Know what I mean? Yeah, you could do something about some of them. And my thing be like, if I could just teach one kid a summer not to do the shit I did, then I won. That's it.
When after Nipsey died, I seen a lot of peace treaties. I seen a lot of what was your involvement in some of those?
The march on Fordham, the King Stop Killing King's Dream. I helped with some of the organizing for that, but that's another story, Mo. Like, that's a whole nother story, bro. Yeah. Like,
Is it? But from some of those things, or some of the truces being upheld, is a lot of things dead?
Can I be honest with you, bro?
I want you to be totally honest.
It wasn't no beef prior to that. Like, I just sat here and told you. Like, last summer, I sat the Bloods, the Kings, the Crips, the Patriots in the same park all summer long, chilling. Them niggas were smoking blunts together, drinking liquor, eating cheeseburgers, playing with each other kids. Like, it ain't been nothing going on my section of the Bronx. I can't speak for the borough as a whole because that's never going to stop. Like, I don't care what kind of peace treaty you got going on. It's still going to be violence. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing be, you put these kind of things together so that the people that want the change could come out and hear how we going to go about making a change. Not so all these people could come out and watch you get followed around by cameras or just talk about a whole bunch of nothing and basically just advertise your products in front of a whole bunch of people that you got out here in this hot-ass sun. But we ain't never speak about what we was going to do to change shit. What steps we was going to put in place so that we stop killing each other.
Yeah, it's just everybody saying we got to stop doing it, but like, how?
No, nobody said we got to stop doing it either. It's like once we got there, it just turned into something completely different. Like, I ain't even stayed the whole time. I had to go. I felt like I could do something more constructive with my time by walking down the street to my park and talking to some of the kids or the old heads I knew just talking to him, chilling, not even doing nothing serious. I felt like that was more productive than being a part of that because it wasn't what it was supposed to be. Like, if you got 1,000, 2,000 people out there, it's because they want change, because that's what we told them we coming out here to tell them about. So when you don't tell them about no change and you don't tell them how we going to go about change and then weeks go past and nothing else comes from it, what the fuck did we walk for? Niggas been walking since the 1950s. What the fuck has it got us? That be the point I be trying to make with niggas, but niggas don't understand. I'm not one of these internet niggas, bro. I don't care about a whole bunch of cameras following me around. I do shit from here. But these niggas do shit from, all right, I'm going to get News 12 here. I'm going to get these niggas here. I'm going to get these niggas here. And I'm going to be viral at the end of the night. I don't think like that, man. Like, if you tell me we coming out here to march because we talking about change, y'all niggas know I'm a big advocate for change. But let's have a plan. Don't just tell me we coming out here to do X, Y, Z. And then when we get there, you do A, B, C. Like, that's not the game plan, man. And how does that help everybody that's here? Like, nobody learned nothing that day. Nothing at all. We didn't enlighten nobody. Period. So that shit was just wasted effort and energy. You got a whole bunch of people to come there and walk with you to tell them nothing.
Do you think a lot of things are being done just for, well, you're basically saying that, just for photo ops?
Let me ask you a question, bro.
I love this.
You seen people get locked up on your block, right?
Facts. I was one of them.
You ever seen them look into the camera when they do it? Like,
hell no.
So when you see somebody doing that, what does that tell you? That and when you see 300 niggas doing that, what does that tell you? That the first nigga who did it, he set the trend. He made it cool to get locked up on camera now. These niggas is literally going to these marches, these peace rallies, whatever, and telling a man, yo, I'm about to get locked up. Get your phone ready. And he's catching the perfect angle, and niggas be looking in the camera, giving the head nod too, like, right before they going to jail, bro.
Going to jail ain't fun, so I don't want to get locked up.
Bro, the point I'm making is, who orchestrates this shit?
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Like, who says before they get there, like, yo, bro, I'm going to get locked up in this shit, so make sure you got your camera phone out. Make sure you get my good side, too, you hear me? And make sure you at an angle I can see you so I can look in the camera one time so they know I'm serious. That's what these niggas is doing now. I ain't never got locked up on camera, bro. Not one of my niggas recording this shit like, yo, bro, get my good side. Nah, bro. That's what they doing now, though. That's cool. That's acceptable.
You went viral. You was critical of Cardi B. You said you said something and it went viral. I know you didn't do it for that purpose. What is it that you said?
All right. First of all, I'm just say this. Me and you, we are liking one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I say what the fuck I want.
Facts.
I don't care who I rub the wrong way. I don't care about none of that, bro. I don't care. Facts. This shit is the internet. This shit is America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga supposed to be able to say what the fuck he want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I exercise that right all the time. So all I said was, what the fuck is the difference between Cardi B telling y'all niggas, like admitting the shit, I drug niggas and I had trannies rape them. Then Bill Cosby saying, I might have gave her a pill or two. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. I said, what's the difference? I ain't say none of it was right. I said, what's the difference? It's an obvious double standard here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby in jail right now for some shit they can't even prove he did 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's out here telling you. I just recently, before I popped last year, had trannies fucking niggas in their ass because they were trying to fuck me at the club. Mind you, I'm a whole stripper, and this is what strippers do. But I had trannies rape these niggas, and that's cool because I slipped them a pill too. And nobody said nothing to her about it. But niggas made Bill Cosby memes where he was getting fucked in jail. All types of shit.
He waited
when
the
shit happened
nine,
to Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still don't believe Bill Cosby did none of that shit. I believe when I'm 55, they get 30 white women to just come out of the closet and say, yo, he did this to me in 2017. I don't even know you, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many of these people does Bill Cosby actually know? The nigga's like 80, bro. He's probably C now. He'll tell you anything, though. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he's probably at an age where he'll tell you anything. Yeah, I remember her. No, you don't, nigga. She wasn't even alive.
Yeah. So you, I seen it on a bunch of sites, and what was the feedback, the backlash for it?
Everybody was just like, it's not the same. And I just kept arguing with niggas, like, what's the difference? But if you tell me something's not the same, and I ask you what's the difference, and you can't tell me what the difference is, then it's obviously the same shit. Yeah. So nobody could tell me what the difference was. Like, it wasn't like, oh, she did this, that, and the third. It's the same shit. And then when people would try to justify it, I would say, okay, so it's all right because of what? Like, how can you justify this? Like, what makes it okay? Oh, she's a woman.
Wow.
Okay, I hear you. Now, I want to say this. So women can't be rapists too?
Actually, hell yeah.
That's a form of rape, Mo. You give a nigga a pill, he's incapacitated, you have people have sex with him. That's rape.
Especially what's a man. What's the difference, bro? Like a man that looked like a woman.
What's the difference, though?
Yeah.
What's the difference between... Actually, I feel like what she did is worse than what Bill Cosby did.
Yeah, because he's an orchestrator of...
He slipped a joint a pill, and he did the deed. If he did the deed.
Yeah.
She slipped the nigga a pill, then had some man looking... some, you know what I mean? Like some other shits come in and handle the situation, bro. Like, that's worse, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bill Cosby old as shit. Some of them girls should have been fucking him up. If that's the case. But everybody jumped to her defense. Like, body gang this, body gang that.
Oh, you went at it with the body gang? Damn.
I didn't go at it with nobody. Oh, I was laughing at them bitches.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody who could get behind that shit is just as dumb as her. And what? I feel like that's why she in the position she in. Because she's just dumb enough to influence the kind of mindset in the young girls that the industry want. Mm. Let's keep them dumb. Let's keep them naked. Let's keep them stupid. Let's keep them popping pills.
Was there any dudes that was like, yo...
How long Lauryn Hill last in the game?
That shit was like...
2 years?
Yeah.
Why? Think about it. Think about why. What was she telling women to do? Use their brain.
Don't
give
up that thing, yeah.
Don't give up your pussy. Empowering women. They can't have that shit. Bitches got to be naked in the video.
Facts.
You out here telling these bitches put their clothes on. You got to go.
Oh, you want to be dressed? Get the fuck out of here.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to go. But Cardi B could come down here and say a whole bunch of nothing. I freestyle on a bitch. Freestyle in the whip with no clothes on. And she's lit. She's never had a good bar her whole career. What has she said to help women? What has she done to help women? Nothing. But she's been around and she's going to be around. The little nigga 6ix9ine, was he a good rapper? No. But he made enough noise and he kept kids just stupid enough to do the stupid shit he was doing. He's a stupid kid they could relate to. You understand what I'm saying? For real, though. He's a stupid little kid that they could relate to. Everybody want to dye their hair now. I see it all over the place now. You walk down the street in the town, all these little kids got colorful hair. It's everywhere. Everybody's a gangster now, but as soon as they go to jail, they tell on everybody. And I said it from the beginning. This kid's going to snitch. The first time I seen a picture of him before he was 6ix9ine, when he was Daniel, son, looking like he's about to wax on, wax off, I knew he was going to tell. I said he running around with Mel Murder in him. These niggas been around since the old Dipset era.
Yeah, that's my
These
guy.
Niggas is known niggas. They known niggas, though.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't new niggas. They been around.
Mm-hmm.
You a little boy. You don't even know what you're getting yourself into, brother. As soon as shit hit the fan, you going to do exactly what I do. Look what he doing. He be home soon. That's what these niggas do. But then niggas be shocked. Oh, how you tell he's gangster? No, y'all niggas thought he was gangster. That kid don't come outside. Kid don't come outside. Like, where he be at? Where he be at? The whole summer he was running around, I was in the town every day. I never seen him nowhere. I never seen him nowhere. Where was he at? Y'all from Brooklyn. Y'all seen him?
I saw him one time on Fulton Street, but he was right on the go pass. But like I said, Melanin was, you know, that's my people. That's my family. So I don't even talk about that shit. That shit's so disgusting. That's some shit you just...
But I ain't going to lie, for Melanin too, I got to be sitting in that cell feeling stupid too, though.
They probably kicking themselves in the ass. Yeah.
Y'all knew better than that. Y'all been around the game long enough. Protect the money. Period. Whatever y'all was doing, that's what y'all should have been doing. He should have never stopped getting money. Period. I'm from the hood, too. One of my little niggas pop, he ain't coming outside no more. Yeah. He ain't got time to be gangster. Shorty, get in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody bothered you? All right, we're going to go take care of that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how that's going to go. We're going to keep the money going. We're going to protect the money. Melanin been around long enough to understand that. So that cell they sitting in, it kind of suits you well right about now. No disrespect. But it kind of suits you well. You should have been a little smarter than that. You've been around Jim and them niggas. You watched them niggas come up. You got wronged in that situation. You've been around the game, bro. You know how it go. You should have been smarter with that kid because he was a gold mine.
Do you think this shit is blinding a lot of people right now, the fame, the fortune? And it's like I think a lot of people are forgetting what the fuck they supposed to be doing.
You know what I don't understand about that whole fame and fortune shit? Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, if it's given to you, it's not something you can sustain. Mm. As soon as you feel like you want to be yourself again, you out. Mm. Know what I mean? So you running around chasing some shit that ain't even you. Trying to please who?
The person who gave it to you.
These niggas who begin to the, like, know what I mean? I watch niggas who grind for 20 years to get to a position they in. They're some of the happiest niggas in the world because they earned it. Then I be watching these niggas who pop up overnight and then they disappear. They eye out,
right? Yeah, they...
And 6 months later, the nigga's a meth head or he's all types of shit because he wasn't happy. Because he didn't get to do nothing he wanted to do to get where he felt like he wanted to go. So all the shit that you got to do to get there that these niggas is doing, because they doing a lot of weird shit to get there. So now when they take it from you and that money slow down and you not on tour no more and you can't pop 6 million perks a day to black out from all the weird shit you did in your life and you got to sit with all that weird shit you did in your room, them niggas be going crazy. Like, damn, I really was gay. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, these niggas, think about it, though, bro. It's niggas, not, like, no disrespect, bro, but it's niggas in this game that's sucking dick to get on. Crazy. And then they gone in 3 months. But you sucked 100 dicks, bro.
But and the deal is, that's not who they are, though. Like, they didn't come in like that. They got like that.
You didn't come in the game like that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah,
you was an official street nigga. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga wrote you one check, you sucked 100 dicks. But you was lit. You was lit, though. But now you can't never do nothing else because these niggas, they got that over your head.
Let me ask you something.
We got you on video sucking 100 dicks, bro. How can you ever say anything about us? Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now these niggas got to play the game the way they want them to play the game opposed to the way that they wanted to play the game. Now it's like, damn, these niggas might.
I did an interview with Ali Vegas that's almost at 4 million views, and we was talking about some of the rituals that we seen dudes do. To get on.
He was blackballed in like 2001.
Bro. Yeah. People were saying that we're lying. They were saying, yo, that don't happen. People only say that when they don't pop. Y'all always talking about the rituals and shit. Then Terry Crews comes out and say exactly what Ali Vegas said he did. Terry Crews said, y'all was in a party and he walked up and he grabbed my junk. Mm-hmm. Yo, we told you this is how they initiate you. And if you ain't with it, then you ain't going...
You ain't getting to that next upper room.
Yeah.
That's like, I said, me personally, I ain't never going to reach the upper room, brother. Because nigga approached me on that type of time. Y'all niggas going to see me on the news. It ain't no way a nigga just going to walk up to me and grab my dick and think that's acceptable behavior for me, brother. That might be cool with you and them niggas over there. Not me. But that's what these niggas do. And they get $1 million for it. So they can sleep good at night, I guess. Until they don't got $1 million no more.
And then they bat shit crazy. What's the goal? What's your goal? What do you set for yourself? If you wrote it all down, what's your goals without giving the blueprint away? But what are you looking for?
My pop set out to do something.
Okay.
So as far as the music is concerned, I'm just finishing that.
Okay.
Like, my pops wanted to be fully independent. And he wanted to break niggas from the hood. That was nice. So I'm doing the same thing. And I'm going to do that until it gets to the level that BDP was supposed to get at.
Okay.
But my ultimate goal is just, I just want to help where I come from, bro. Like, more than anything, that's what I care about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the future where I come from.
What's the name of your movement?
Skylar Rock Music Group.
Okay.
That's my label. I don't really have none of that nonprofit shit that should be doing. I feel like a lot of that shit get goofy.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to work. Like, Black Lives Matter hollered at me. Like, a whole bunch of them... Stop the Violence movements, organizations and shit like that. But I just be feeling like this about that shit. If you've been around 15 years and you've been getting donations for 15 years and you ain't never helped a motherfucker, fuck you need with me for?
Yeah.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, Black Lives Matter, how long they been around? All they do is walk. Real shit.
Yeah.
You ever been to an event they do? Like a block party or something? Like, you ain't never been one of those. You ever seen a back-to-school drive from Black Lives Matter where they came to your hood and gave book bags to the little kids or something like that? Nah, they don't do shit like that. They just walk. I'm not a nigga who walk all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that shit. Not me. And then it's a whole bunch of organizations like that been around forever. but ain't never did shit. They just pop up when shit happen and act like they doing shit.
What, musically, what you got going on?
I'm just working on just a bunch of projects with my artists.
Do you rap?
Hell no.
Okay. Because I had to get
I mean,
that. Yeah.
I can
You're
rap,
just a facilitator.
But I don't want to rap.
Got you.
Like, I don't see that for me.
Got you.
Honestly.
So you just like more of a just a facilitator putting people in the right position to get where they need to get?
Kinda, sorta.
Okay.
But I dabble in like the other side of the music.
Okay.
Like the production side.
I'm gonna say, what the fuck is the other side if you don't rap? Oh yeah, the production side.
Yeah,
so you...
like, so I deal with that side more so, but I don't, even that, I yeah. don't yeah. say too much about neither because I don't do that for that. Like, I did, my whole situation was to create a platform because I know niggas that's nice.
Mm.
And I know what I like to hear. Like, I don't like to hear the shit that's on the radio. I like to hear niggas that can rap.
Got you.
So I figure I put a situation together, find a bunch of niggas that can rap, and get them a platform to do it. Period.
Do you have anybody in particular right now that you pushing?
My man Flock.
Okay.
I'm about to go get him in like a half hour. He nice. He from the Bronx.
Okay.
He a young bull.
Anybody else? Do you strictly on some Bronx shit? You Bronx biased?
Nah, I'm not biased to nothing or nobody. It's just,
I'm
like
Brooklyn
I said,
biased.
A lot of these niggas be Hollywood.
Got you.
Like, I be on the internet and I be looking for niggas. Like, damn, this nigga kind of nice. He only got 2,000 followers. Let me see what the situation is. I might be able to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the type of nigga I am.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Sound
this
like
nigga with 2,000 followers will hit me up and say, yo, contact my manager. My features is 750. Bro, you ain't never got a feature bag in your life. Like, do you know who I am? You know what I might be able to do for you? You know what kind of doors I might be able to open for you, nigga? Like, just not the way to approach a nigga who can help you.
I mean,
real shit though. Like,
you
know what I mean?
Listen. I've hit dudes and say, yo, I see you grinding. I want to interview you. And motherfuckers would be like, I ain't good till June. I'm like, June is April. What the fuck you? So I'm supposed to wait 2 months? Like, and then you see him on the gram in the crib playing 2K.
You know what?
Smoking.
That'd be my thing with niggas. I stopped fucking with a lot of people because of that. Yo, bro, let's go here. Such and such invited me here. It's a good networking event for you. It's going to be a bunch of artists, a bunch of producers. I know most of the niggas did. You're an up-and-coming artist. Why wouldn't you want to go be around these legends?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bro, I can't do it today. All right, say less. So now I'm in the spot. I happen to go in the bathroom, check my jack. I look at your Instagram story. You in your living room with a spliff bumping your latest song. Why wouldn't you be in this club with seven of the hottest DJs in the city, mad A&Rs, getting your song played in here and possibly getting on?
This is something that's been bothering
like,
me.
I don't get it, Mo.
This is something that's been bothering
but
me
this
lately.
Is what you want, right?
I want to ask you about it. New York City. The hip-hop scene in New York City, to the outsiders that's not from New York, they really think it's a lot of lit shit going on here. They really think it's a lot of popping artists. They really think the artists stick together.
I like where we at on the underground.
On the underground. On the major scale of New York City, what do you see that's going on?
As a whole?
Like, as a whole.
The underground stick with the underground for the most part.
So, all right, so when we say underground artists, who would be underground that... is known underground.
Niggas like Fred and him. Fred
okay,
the Guard.
Yeah,
know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, Fred is a known nigga, but he ain't Hollywood.
No, definitely not.
Like, if you hit Fred, he'll respond. He'll mm-hmm. talk to you. Like, I know Fred, know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't have the same relationship that these internet niggas got with niggas. But even if you was an internet nigga and you hit him on the internet and it was something worthwhile, he'll holler at you.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Like, certain niggas, they still humble enough to act like they know where the fuck they at in the world. Like, know what I mean? And then you got other niggas who just be on some whole other shit. Like nigga, I didn't just walk past you in front of your building and you wasn't scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it just be a lot of sucker shit with niggas. So it'd be like niggas like Fred and then niggas like Boogie and them. Know what I mean? Fred lit, Fred nice. Why he don't got no work with Boogie and them?
Mm.
A nigga like OMP.
Mm-hmm.
Why he don't got no work with Boogie and them niggas? These niggas could rap their ass off, and quite honestly, a rap circles around Boogie, but Boogie lit. But instead of putting the Bronx on, you want to do everything with PNB Rock.
Where the fuck is PNB Rock from?
He ain't from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
I don't care where he from. He not
yeah,
from the
yeah.
Bronx. This is what I mean about niggas. Y'all niggas be tapping out trying to ride everybody else's wave. That's not what we did in New York. That's not what made us New York in the first place. We set the tone, and then everybody tried to copy that. Now we out here trying to copy everybody else. Wait, we look goofy as fuck.
Can you tell what borough dudes is from anymore? I remember I used to be able to say, yo, that's Bronx. That, by the way, they dressed and everything. Now
I ain't going to lie to you. It depends how old you are.
Yeah, like, but it was a point. No, it was a point where we had different dress codes every borough.
Everybody's jeans is little now, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's you can't over. Tell. That's what I'm saying. You can't tell nothing.
You son, can't tell nothing. My man had a pair of jeans on yesterday, bro. I seen him on the gram with the shits on. And somebody wrote under his shit like, boy, them jeans can't get no tighter. And I looked at this shit like, damn, Mo, she's right.
She? Damn, when the woman tell you.
And you grown as shit, bro. What the fuck are you thinking? Like, you ain't even grow up like that. That be my problem with niggas. Like, if you 14 and you grew up in the skinny pants era, that's cool, bro. Mm-hmm. But if you 45 years old, bro, it's no reason why your pants should be that fucking tight, bro. You didn't come up like that. Your mother didn't play that shit. Those your sister jeans.
What you think about the dudes trying to push this pocketbook shit on people?
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. None of the shit that goes on today surprised me no more. Mm-hmm. They playing gay shit in cartoons. Like, nah, I mean, they putting gay shit in cartoons for little kids to see. So basically, by the time your kid is 2-3 years old, he done seen some gay shit. He don't understand it yet, but he done seen it, and he thought it's acceptable behavior because he seen it on SpongeBob.
But, all right, but let me explain something to you. Do you think it has any... See, I look at different perspectives of, all right, gay shit been around forever. That's not going anywhere.
It's at an all-time high now.
Even, but it's always been an entertainment. If you want to be an entertainment.
Yeah, but they put it in front of your face now, everywhere. Like, you can't avoid it. You turn on a show, there's a gay couple or you know gay why? Something in but, every single show now.
But you know why, though? Because everybody thinks they're in entertainment, though. The motherfucker who work at Target right now is talking about his followers on the gram. What are people following you for and you a fucking cashier? Like, what do you do? See, followers and shit used to be based off of influencers and what do you do. Why would I follow the cashier in Target if they don't got their titties out?
You see, the problem is, like, honestly, now it's just... You could get lit doing anything, bro. You don't have to have a skill.
That's the point, like, I'm making.
Nah, I mean, so.
So with the what I'm saying is that I don't understand the purpose of a man wearing a pocketbook, and to me that has nothing to do with gay shit. I think that's a cop out.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I think it has everything to do with gay.
No,
I just think that's a small token or a small way for a nigga to embrace him being a faggot.
Nah, understand what I'm saying.
I think that's the first step.
I think dudes is doing it now because they're going to be talked about. They're doing shit to just say, damn, I'm going viral.
That's part of it.
Yeah, my songs, I done dropped 500 songs.
Maybe.
My songs ain't doing shit. I done did all types of shit. Maybe let me wear this pocketbook.
Maybe the first 200 niggas. After that first 200, you niggas is just gay. Because maybe the first 20 niggas who put the purse on went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next 180, it was a little trickle-down effect. After that, nigga, nobody cares no more. Like, it's not even new. It's not even lit. It's not popping no more. Like, I done seen 200 niggas do it. And the one nigga who did it first, he done got reposted 40 million times. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not cool no more. Like, it's not new. It's not popping. No.
I seen
now,
a dude,
you just gay, bro.
I seen a dude with a dress on. And a shotgun. Did you see that shit before? You had on a wedding dress.
Bro, I seen all types of weird shit. The internet, bro, the internet is different, bro. Odell Beckham had some weird shit on the other day, bro. Like a kilt or some weird shit like that, bro. These niggas is different. They thinking this shit is cool. That's what's up for them. More power to them niggas.
Who are they trying to impress, though? That's what I don't get.
Honestly, bro, you got to think about it. All right, this is my thing, right? These niggas get rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go get a stylist. A lot of times, that's a gay man. You got a gay man dressing you, bro. How the fuck you think you going to look when you go outside? Think about it. Like, you got a gay man dressing you. He wants you to look good for him.
No, holy shit.
Come on, bro.
Oh,
no man. Straight man is going to say, yeah, put those size 32 pants on, even though you're a 38. No straight man is going to say, put on that small t-shirt, even though you're an XL. Because we want your stomach out today, too.
No.
Think about it, bro. These niggas getting belly button rings, tongue rings. Think about what these niggas is doing. They want to be women. These niggas is confused. What man you know, when we was coming up, was getting belly button rings, bro?
I don't know one dude with that shit.
It's niggas out here with belly button rings, bro. Wearing them little fishnet tank tops with belly button rings, bro. You be in the Bronx, you be on Fordham. Come on, bro. That's what they doing now.
I'm about to change the subject. I can't do this no more.
You started this shit.
Yeah, like, I'm about to say, yeah, I can't do it no more.
Nigga, you started it. But that's what these niggas is doing now.
I can't do it no more. I
son,
can't.
You go down Fordham Road, son. On a hot day, he know. Some well, of the niggas is out. You know, the little Jamaican shit, the tank tops with all the holes.
Yeah, yeah.
They got them shits on. The Puerto Rican flag shits, though, because it's mad Puerto Ricans uptown, know what I mean? So it ain't the Jamaican shits, it's the Puerto Rican shit. It might be the Jamaican shits in Brooklyn, but uptown, they got the Puerto Rican shit, the red, white, and blue Puerto Rico flag shits like that. Nigga, belly button, got the full ring in it. Know what I mean? They got two hoop earrings, and he popping his lips and going like that. And when he come to you and say, "What's good, my nigga?"
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? He do all that, but when he get to you, what's good, my nigga?
Thank you for telling me.
With mad bass in his voice, like he's a regular nigga. When he get to you,
how long does Fordham go? Is it a long?
It's a strip, bro. It's a long ass strip. That's like a major shopping area.
What train go there?
All the trains that run in the Bronx, they just stop on some section of that.
I'm not
shit,
fucking
like,
with that whole strip.
I ain't gonna hold
shop
you, bro.
There.
It's I ain't gonna lie. It's the West Side though. Once you cross Grand Concourse, it gets a little spooky over there. I ain't gonna hold you,
could
bro.
You? Could all right. The Bronx. I don't know shit about the Bronx. What is you got this? What you got the South Bronx, Fordham. I don't know shit about the areas. What separates everything?
If you from the Bronx, like you really don't even categorize this shit like that. Like niggas be like, I'm from the West Bronx. I'm from the South Bronx. That's niggas that's not from the Bronx.
Okay.
You state like when you from the Bronx, you state your area, bro. Like know what I mean, like if you talking to somebody that's not from the Bronx, you basically just say, yo, I'm from by Fordham. Mm-hmm. If you from by Fordham, because niggas know Fordham or Third Avenue. Or I'm by Yankee Stadium to somebody that's not from the town. So when I talk to people that's not from the Bronx, I just say I'm from the Fordham area.
Got you.
Know what I mean?
Oh, so you see the bullshit all the time then? You from the area?
I grew up. Yeah. Son, like maybe a 10-minute walk from Fordham Road. Like, wow. I'm from 183rd. That shit like right there. So I seen that shit all the time. That's how I know about the niggas with the tank tops.
Is
it
anybody?
That.
Make sure you talk right
different.
There too. Is there anybody from the X that you want to shout out?
Just my block. Like, everybody on my block. I can't shout out 5,000 niggas.
No, I'm talking about, you know, yeah.
Just
yeah.
My block.
What's the block? Give them the block.
183rd, Webster Avenue, 365, Ford.
Is that where... Ford.
That's where it all happened.
I think Trey Pizzy said, what, 80 side? Is that the
that's
same?
That's the same side.
Okay.
Pizzy, my man, too. Shout out to Pizzy, matter of fact. Shout out to Pizzy, Japan. They all my men.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, those is the niggas that I do some of my summer work with.
Got you.
Like, know what I mean? Like,
so PC people don't even know that about Trey Pizzy, that he's in the community.
Cause they like me with it.
Got you.
Like they not niggas who want to get on camera and say, yo, I did this for my block. Nah.
Look at all these hot dogs I bought for the kids.
Yeah, we walked through the block and the people that was there, they know us. Like, yo, what's good? We appreciate what you did for my son. That's what we do it for. We don't do it so we could get on camera and say, yo, we just gave out 8 million book bags in the park. That's what them niggas is doing. Mm-hmm. I'd be just like them. I'd be talking about these niggas for doing shit like that. I'd be just like them if I did that shit. Now, if somebody happened to catch it on camera, that's for them. But I don't come nowhere with 35 cameras like, yo, make sure you get this right here when I give this kid this turkey because I want you want you to get this because I got to post this. Like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But if somebody come and they got their camera, they happen to snap a good picture, they send it to me, I post it. But I ain't out there snapping pictures like, yo, make sure you get my good side.
Right.
I'm about to
good
drop
side.
This book bag on her right now. Yeah, look, yeah, it's pink, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's what niggas do.
Let me, who's the greatest rapper from the Bronx ever?
I don't like the nigga at all, but you can't. can you argue? Like, know what I mean? KRS got it. Like, know what I mean? For the Bronx.
No, KRS-One is from Brooklyn, all right?
He from the Bronx, bro. From the Bronx, bro.
Where your pops took him from?
He took him from a shelter.
Where at?
In the Bronx. My pops ain't never worked in Brooklyn. All
right, you got that one, but you know KRS-One is from Brooklyn, right? You know he from Brooklyn, right?
Michael Jordan from Brooklyn, too.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
But he actually lived in, you know, Nas from Brooklyn, Raekwon from Brooklyn.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, I go through this all the time.
Nas ain't screamed Brooklyn on one record his whole career.
Uncle Murder, shout out to Uncle Murder who just
you feel
was on,
me like-
no, Uncle Murder was just on the gram and he said, "Yo, I'm just sitting here joking with Nas, telling him he's really from Brooklyn."
I mean, Uncle Murder's a funny dude. He jokes all the time.
Yeah.
At the end of every year, you could expect seven minutes of jokes from that nigga. Right?
So you give that to KRS?
I mean,
that's big of you though.
Him or Pun?
Yeah.
I just think Pun ain't had a body of work he had. I think lyrically, Pun was the nicest nigga ever to come out the Bronx.
Okay.
But he don't have a body of work that Chris got. You can't take that from Chris. 20, 30 years in the game. Can't take that, bro. And ain't nobody else from the Bronx doing it like that. Like, I mean, the rest of the niggas from the Bronx that came out when Chris came out, they fell way the fuck off.
See, that proves that you're not a hater, though. Because a hater would have been like somebody else. And I'm sitting here like, so this, you really ain't going to say KRS-One?
So I tell people all the time, bro, I don't have nothing against the nigga and what he did. I will never try to discredit him as a musician. But as a man, he not what he pump into y'all. But as an artist, the nigga been dope since nigga the beginning.
Word.
Like, nah, man, you can't take, I don't care, like you just said, bro. If I say anything other than the nigga's dope, it's hate, man. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I never asked Hocus for a fifth. I never asked P.O., rest in peace, P.O. I never asked on these, what the fuck does Mo mean? Somebody from the Bronx got to explain this.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. Go to Harlem, ask a Harlem nigga what dick mean. These niggas be walking around saying, what up, dick?
What? No. Time out. What?
That's some Harlem shit. Y'all heard that before. Harlem niggas be like, yo, what up, dick? I'm like, yo, what's good with y'all niggas? That's the kind of shit y'all niggas get into. Mo is just like saying, yo, what's good, bro? It's the same thing.
So how we say son.
Yeah, we used to say son. We just said Mo now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got that from my Soundview niggas. Soundview niggas really say that. Like,
Yeah. That's why I said Castle Hill. Because, well, Brooklyn is boy. Niggas in Brooklyn love calling
See, we used to
boy.
Say that too.
Yeah, niggas like love
2010,
boy.
But niggas used to say it a funny way I couldn't really get with.
Yeah.
So I never said that. But niggas uptown used to say that. Niggas but now like, niggas just be like, Mo.
Niggas say Mo. I was like, what the fuck?
That's just like when y'all niggas say son, B, anything like that. It's just like saying bro.
I think Harlem was B for a long time, too.
Harlem was wildin' for a long time.
Yeah.
Around the time when Cam came out with that pink, them niggas was running around calling each other dick. Yo, what up, dick? I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is different. Because I was playing for Abyssinian at that time. That's an AAU team in Harlem. Walking the gym, yo, Scott, what's good, dick? I'm like, yo, bro.
He called me that one.
Y'all niggas is different down here, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to start playing for the Gauchos again. Go back over the bridge when y'all niggas is a little different on this side.
So give the people all your social media.
Social media is the same, bro. Scholar Rock Jr.
Everything.
Everything is the same.
Facebook. Well, we Facebook friends.
Everything is the same on all that shit.
Me and could you tell the people, I like to do this. This is my testimony. Could you tell the people that I'm not hard to get in contact with?
Nah, you don't be on no funny shit with me. Yeah. I don't know. I can't see. I can't. Somebody else asked me this question the other day, right? And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told him. I can't speak for how you handle the rest of these niggas, bro.
But you,
I can speak to how you handle
me. But you'll be like the 10th person who got on my camera and say, nah, I hit you.
Nah, you ain't do no funny shit with me. Yeah. I hit you and
yeah, because we played phone tag for a little while.
It was like a week of phone
tag. Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
I mean, like, so I don't know. Like I said, like, a lot of these niggas in this game be capping, man. They don't, either they don't want to work or they too good to do it, but nobody know them.
Or they think they Jay-Z like, with Freeway money.
Not even Freeway got more money than most.
That's
of these
what
niggas.
I'm saying.
Like,
now I was just making a comparison of you think you Jay-Z, but you got I can't even say Freeway.
Yeah, Freeway got some bread. Like you
I
gotta even,
say the fucking you think you Jay-Z, but you got the janitor might have more money. Than
That's what I'm saying. The janitor might have Jay-Z. Janitor
they think they Jay-Z,
than,
but one of these dudes sleeping in Jamaica Cinema.
They're a housing worker.
Yeah, it like, is what it is. All right, so yo, this is Scott LaRock Jr. Scott LaRock Jr. Music Group or Scott LaRock?
Scott LaRock Music Group.
Scott LaRock Music Group. Make sure y'all follow him on all social media. If you want to link with him, do some good work, community work, hit him up. No cameras, News 12, no photo
ops. No News 12, no
none
cameras.
Of that shit. Just make it happen. You know, showing and proving is bigger than anything. You know what I'm saying? So with that, yo, we out.
Appreciate you, bro.
He was light today, too. We could have been worse, but he was light today. I think. I know it get worse, but it is what it is. Yo, we out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.